Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. You know, so many of us have to go to the emergency room at different times of our lives. And what we realize is that it is very, very costly when you go to an emergency room. And Dr. John Rogers, emergency room physician in Macon, and he is also the American College of Emergency Physicians vice president, board vice president, joins us today to talk about a poll that was taken here recently. How are you doing this morning, Dr. Rogers?
I'm doing very well, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
My God, emergency room is so expensive.
But you have to consider what we offer. And when you really look at it, the standby cost, the technological availability that we have 24 hours, 7 days a week, every day of the year, our ability to reach a diagnosis quickly rather than several weeks' time that may happen in your doctor's office, we really offer very incredible value for our services.
And a lot of us, you can't help it. It's just, things happen. So when we talk about emergency room, and let's link that with insurance. A lot of us, we have emergency room insurance, in our insurance plan, but is it enough? And I think this is what your poll talks about.
So it's true. And I guess my main message to you is that insurance companies need to stop stealing from patients. And by that, what I mean is that they have made a promise to patients that for the premiums that they are paid, they will cover for the emergency care that they need. And all too often, they're falling short.
So where are they falling short? I see this clause in here that says sometimes physicians have to choose between billing the patients for the difference or going unpaid for their services.
Correct. And so over the years, what has happened is insurance companies not only have increased their premiums, but what they cover for those premiums has diminished, and they're asking patients to pay more out of their pocket. Years ago, it used to average about 5 or 10% out of pocket, but now it's 30 or 40%.
My goodness.
And patients don't know really their obligations that, and insurance companies are really failing to educate and inform them well.
And then you've got to look at what about the patients who don't have insurance?
Correct. And that adds into the expense that you see in the ED, right? So we're obligated to care for everyone, so everyone kind of covers and pays for everyone, even those who are not insured.
So talk about, in network and out of network, and what difference that makes for you in the emergency room.
So when a physician is in network, that means we have reached an agreement with an insurer on a payment, a fair payment. And that limits the exposure that patients have to out-of-pocket costs, to either copays or what they have agreed to pay for deductibles. When the physician or even the hospital is out of network, there isn't that agreement. And so patients are on the hook for the difference between what an insurance company decides to pay and really what the charge is. And what the insurance company decides to pay is completely arbitrary. It is in their imaginations. They just decide this is what they're going to pay.
Has that been going on a long time, this disconnect, if you will, between
Actually, it has.
emergency room?
So over the past few years, it's kind of been percolating and gradually has really become a problem. Every day we see patients who are more concerned about their finances, what they're going to have to pay out mm-hmm. of their pocket, rather than the seriousness of their complaint, their illness. Just the other day, a middle-aged woman was sick, cough, fever, just delayed care, and mm-hmm. finally got to the point she was so sick, she comes to the ED, and she has not only pneumonia, but very, very severe pneumonia.
Wow.
And it places her life at risk, mm-hmm. and it just adds to costs on the downstream side. We find that unacceptable.
And you know, Dr. Rogers, I actually have a person that I know personally who will not go to the emergency room because of that same thing. She was sick a couple of weeks ago. She waited and waited and waited, and we said, let's take you to the emergency room. And she said, no, I don't have the money to do that.
It's really disheartening that patients are being asked to make those kind of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We really feel that. So in the Affordable Care Act, part of that was that emergency services should be an essential covered benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hasn't played out well for patients. We really think that regardless of whether someone is in-network or out-of-network, the patient ought to, the out-of-pocket expenses that a patient has to encounter should be at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
For one, when you're facing an emergency, when you're acutely ill or injured, you shouldn't have to sit there and wonder, Is this person in network? Is that person in network?
Right.
Where do, because it is extremely complicated, almost to the point of being incomprehensible, even to those on the inside.
Mm. Mm. So talk about the Fair Health database.
Okay.
Tell about what that is first.
Several years ago,
yeah.
mm-hmm. in New York,
mm-hmm.
the insurers were using a database called Ingenix. And from that, the state attorney general filed suit because the insurance companies were manipulating the data to underpay. And they ended up with a multi-hundred-million-dollar settlement. And out of that grew Fair Health. So Fair Health is a database of what I'll call usual and customary charges for services.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an independent organization. It's transparent, and their data is verifiable. And we think that when negotiating for fair coverage for patients, the insurers ought to be required to use such a database to determine usual and customary charges for services.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense to us to do something like that.
So is that happening, though, on the grand scale?
No.
Wow.
And unfortunately, so recently the government decided that insurance companies don't have to follow any of that. They can basically just arbitrarily, and as I said, using their imagination, come up with what they think is fair coverage for patients. And this just makes no sense to us.
So there's no calculations, no set number, no rules to go by in this thing. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. On the insurance side,
wow.
It's a black box. No one knows how they're coming up with their figures. They won't share it, which is why we think, no, it needs to be an open book. We
it
need
does.
To know how it gets calculated.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be transparent and verifiable, but it's not.
And, you know, you've got to think it's affecting, of course, what you do with the emergency room, which is definitely a necessity in America and everywhere else. But on the other side, the consumer who, you know, really kind of goes kicking and screaming because they know it's going to be expensive and they can't pay their part of it.
So, you know, you're exactly right. Patients need to get the full benefit of their premium
mm-hmm.
dollar. And right now, insurers are failing to deliver that to them.
So what do we need to do, Dr. Rogers?
This is what I'd like to see happen, that our legislators, who had the intent of providing emergency care coverage universally, and our insurance commissioners, hold the insurers' feet to the fire and
mm-hmm.
say, look, you have to use some sort of fair, transparent, verifiable database to reach negotiations for coverage for patients. Otherwise, these networks are going to continue to narrow. It's going to create more delays, patients not wanting to come to the ED.
Yeah.
They're going to put their lives at risk. And we find that the status quo, the way things are right now, is unacceptable. It's got to change.
It really does. I know that there's been, and I don't know if it was from your group or another group, I did an interview and they were talking about if it's not that important, go to urgent care instead of coming to the emergency room. Emergency room should be for emergencies. And so now they're kind of pushing urgent care, and a lot of urgent care is out of pocket as well.
So keep in mind, an urgent care is not an emergency department.
Right.
They are very limited in what they can do, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. services they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And too often, they don't have what you need. Patients, the public, doesn't really understand the difference between the two. They mm-hmm. think one's kind of just like another, but it's not true. We get patients from urgent care centers sent to us into the ED almost on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
and those delays can sometimes be very costly to patients in terms of their lives and their health.
Mm.
There are time-specific and sensitive conditions that need to be dealt with, and we have the resources to be able to deliver that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have everything, all the testing, you have everything there. So we need to be able to talk to our politicians about this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And tell them that we need some kind of accountability for insurance, correct?
Absolutely, because right now there is no accountability. Patients deserve fair coverage, and we are their strongest allies in this.
Absolutely. We do need. And look at your insurance policy. Look at those notes. Look at that deck page and see what your emergency room cost will be and what the insurance is responsible for.
Correct.
Because a lot of times we just don't know.
No. And it's, as I said, it's extremely complicated. And sometimes to me, it's incomprehensible.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom had a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got the pages and pages of bills, we were just amazed by some of the stuff that was on there. Not that the care wasn't great, because the care was great. You know, we have great hospitals here in Atlanta, but it was crazy. It was crazy. So you need to be able to look at that, and don't be afraid to ask questions if you have to.
Absolutely.
Yep, yep. So tell us where we can go to get more information about this insurance company with the emergency room and the disconnect, if it were.
So go to ASEP.org, and in the search bar, just search for fair coverage, and you ought to be able to find all the information you could possibly want.
That's ACEP.org.
O-R-G.
Mm-hmm. ACEP.org. Dr. John Rogers, thank you so much for joining us and just sharing this information.
Tawana, it's been a pleasure.